Industrial Nation. On ne vendra pas les solutions de l'industrie du futur avec des méthodes datant du siècle passé. Ça, c'est quelque chose dont je suis vraiment intimement convaincu. Et si vous êtes un dirigeant, un marketeur, un commercial dans une boîte industrielle, et ben j'ai une bonne nouvelle pour vous, vous êtes sur Industrial Growth. Et Industrial Growth, c'est un podcast qui est entièrement consacré à l'industrie. Pas de baratin, pas de bullshit. L'objectif, c'est uniquement du partage d'expériences, du partage de contenu, des conseils d'experts. Tout ça pour vous aider à développer le business. Je suis Karim Bourras, je suis fondateur de NIL. On est une growth agency pour des industriels ambitieux. Et notre job, c'est de vous apporter les ressources nécessaires pour vous aider à générer plus de business plus vite. Vous embêtez pas à prendre des notes pendant l'épisode, vous allez retrouver un résumé complet, tous les liens utiles, mais aussi des tas de vidéos, des tas de ressources gratuites sur notre site agencenil.com. Industrial Nation, aujourd'hui je reçois MG Peters qui est VP Marketing chez Firetrace et Matthew Chanella qui est aussi responsable marketing pour la zone Amérique du Nord chez Abicor Binzel.
Yeah, so my name is MJ Peters. I am based out of Arizona, United States. I'm currently the VP of marketing for a company called Firetrace International. So in my current role, my team and I are in charge of strategic marketing, marketing communications, demand generation, brand, and also product management for the flagship product line. Prior to that, I've held multiple different marketing, product management, and even manufacturing engineering, if you can believe it, roles around different companies that are all owned by the Halma Group. So the Halma Group is an international manufacturing conglomerate based out of the UK. They own close to 50 small to medium-sized manufacturing businesses around the world. So I've held different marketing and product management roles with them in the US, the UK, and China across a couple of different market sectors.
Okay, thank you. Matthew?
Yeah, my name is Matthew Chanella. I'm the marketing director for Abicor Binzel USA. Binzel is a welding equipment maker and supplier for manufacturing companies, metal fabrication companies in particular. Our go-to-market strategy, we really target accounts, so really high volume, high production manufacturers. We sell a variety of welding products within that space, focused mainly on welding torches, both for the manual and robotic side. We also dabble in laser optics, laser welding, laser hardening, laser annealing, seam tracking, as well as fume extraction technology, which is probably one of the most emerging technologies in the welding space right now, both on the arc welding side and the laser side. Binzel is based out of Gießen, Germany, which is right outside of Frankfurt. It's part of a holding company called the IBG Corporation. And the IBG Corporation deals in the entire metalworking space. Everything from welding and MIG, TIG, plasma processes to tungsten, ceramics. We also do some things in waterproofing for building systems. As well as a little bit on the robotic integration side, at least in Europe. So we touch all anything that touches the metal as far as the production process we deal in. My primary role with Binzel is the marketing director, like I said, for US and Canada. I'm responsible for inbound marketing, demand generation, social media marketing, email marketing, really helping to drive brand awareness for the company. I cover and do and execute any and all parts content marketing for the company, as well as drive our overall digital marketing strategy worldwide with my colleagues, my marketing colleagues in other countries.
This is a lot. This is a lot of work to do.
Yes.
My first question to MG, I read your LinkedIn bio, and you write on it, you're challenging industrial companies to think differently. Why do you think industrial companies should think differently about marketing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think there's two sides to it. So there's the strategic marketing and product side, and there's the marketing communication side. So on the strategic marketing and product side, I think there's a lot of opportunities for industrial companies to do more innovation. So I think a lot of the innovation that's happening right now, you see rapid development of new business models in software as a service for B2B as well as consumer products. In terms of really, I think going into niche branding is what's happening a lot on the consumer side. I think that same pace of innovation can happen on the industrial side of the market, but you really need to have a strong marketing core competency to drive that innovation. And I think a lot of industrial companies haven't necessarily invested there, especially the smaller and mid-sized industrial manufacturers. And then on the comms side, the same kind of thing is happening. You've got all these digital tools. You've got the opportunity to reach your end users in a way that previously industrial companies didn't have the opportunity to do. They relied really heavily on distribution as kind of their reach into the market. And a lot of companies aren't taking advantage of those digital tools as much as they could. So I think there's opportunities on both sides of the ball to change the way marketing companies or industrial companies think about both strategic and marketing communications.
Typically, they invest a lot of on product innovation. They are good product manufacturer, good about product. This is why we have those catalogs, a lot of catalog. But they need to take the opportunity to make marketing on the digital marketing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think fundamentally, if you're going to be really good at marketing, and if you're going to use marketing to drive product innovation, right? So not just developing great technologies and incremental technology developments, but technologies that people really need and that can change business models and change the way people do things in a disruptive way. You need that to be a marketing-led activity, not a technology-led activity. But traditionally, companies haven't invested enough money to build marketing as a core competency and enable the marketing team to drive that. So it just continues to get driven on the technology side of the business.
Thank you, MG. Matthew, how do you help industrial companies like Abic or Binzel to think differently? What do you do concretely every day?
I think the first thing you do to, you know, prove the value of digital marketing and content marketing for industrial companies is you experiment a lot and you try a lot of different mediums and you don't have a lot of fear of failing. If you spread your distribution out among a bunch of different channels, and if your content is value driven towards educating and teaching your prospects and your customers how to do their job better or make their plants safer or make their operations more efficient as opposed to just pushing product, you'll see your engagements grow. You'll see inquiries grow. You'll see yourself as a company as more trusted in your space. That's really, to me, the main value marketing should be driving for these industrial companies. MJ made the great point. So many industrial companies are predicated on product development, R&D, and outside sales, and outbound sales. They invest a lot in, you know, a sales team that goes out, visits a lot of customers, a lot of handshakes, a lot of face-to-face interaction. But the buying experience for people has become increasingly digitized, right? I mean, there's no reason why a manufacturing company, a buyer or an influencer in a manufacturing company wouldn't research or do their due diligence on an industrial product the same way they wouldn't do it for a consumer product, which is heavily online, checking product reviews, checking blogs or videos or anything they can to feel very comfortable with the product before they buy it. So in industrial, just like in any other space, most of that, you know, front end work's being done on the buyer side anonymously online before they ever even contact you. So your job as a content marketer is to make sure that you are, you know, making that content available, distributing it aggressively, and making sure that it's reaching the right person at the right time in their buying process.
I understand. Do you think this evolution of the buyer journey, we see that in B2C. Sometimes I hear industrial marketer say to me, or sales in industrial company say that this is not something that we can apply to industrial marketing. They say this is a complex sales, complex product. So people are not searching on Google. People are not searching on digital. What can you answer them when they say that?
I would just simply point to data, right? I mean, just go do some keyword research on Google or Google Trends, or even like a more base tool like Uber Suggest, and just see like what does the, you know, what's the keyword inquiry look like for some of these things that you sell. So robotic welding, consistently you're seeing 6,000 to 7,000 queries on in a month in the US. Tume extraction, 6,500 to 8,500 queries on in a month in the US. So, you know, whenever someone tells you that buyers aren't researching this, and then if you want to really check that, after you check that query data, go ahead and search that in Google and see what the results look like. Do the results look like products you sell? Then you can safely assume that people are actually researching these products online before they ever even look you up as a company. So I would say to someone who thinks that way to simply let the data drive your thought process on that. And then also, you know, what is the status quo for you currently marketing to these people? Are you spending, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 on print ads, or $200,000 on your trade show a year? Do you think your money would stretch out farther for you and do more for your marketing department if you were using that more on, you know, Google ads or social media, or investing on your on-page SEO to get your message out more consistently all the time to potential customers?
Thank you, Mathieu. MG, when you start a career as a marketer in an industrial company, I saw on your LinkedIn profile that you have several experience. Isn't it difficult to have this this legitimacy, because we are not engineer, we are not technical people. Sometimes other people in the company are seeing us like marketing. This is a woman. She is making a catalog managing the trade show, and sometimes they don't see the value on marketing. How do you start? Yeah. How do you make to make people believe in marketing and change the mindset? How do you start?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's been really interesting for me being, as you point out, not only somebody with marketing in their job title, which people don't always understand in industrial companies, but also being a female in the manufacturing space, in leadership. You usually have to take the first 10 minutes of every hour-long meeting with a new person, convincing them that, hey, I'm here to bring a lot of value to the table, and I can speak at the same level as anybody else sitting at this table. I have something really valuable to contribute. So I think you can, just by the way you come across and the way you carry yourself, convince people that, hey, this isn't going to be a conversation about pretty colors and logos. This is going to be a conversation about business strategy and how we can reach our business objectives together. So it's about a little bit about having that confidence. The other piece of it is you need to educate people, right? You need to bring them along on that journey, because not everybody has had the benefit of working in a company that is marketing led, that does marketing really well. And not everyone has had the benefit of having training or education to show them what role marketing plays in a business. So one of the first things I did in my new role at Firetrace, when I started as the director of marketing, I brought in an outside consultant who I had previously worked with, who gave a 2-day training on product marketing. What is the role that marketing plays in the business? And we had not only the marketing team in that training, but we had the sales team, we had sales leadership, we had the engineering team, we had engineering leadership, and we had the president of the company in that training for 2 whole days. Everybody went off site. And not only did that show that, hey, leadership across multiple departments, including the leader of the entire company, is bought into this, but it also allowed people at all levels of the organization to get exposed to this idea that marketing is something that can be fundamental to driving our business strategy.
So before even talking about the SEO or website redesign or other marketing activity, you start by educating. You bring value by educating people about what is marketing, what is product marketing.
Absolutely. What is product marketing? Why is it important to your business? We talked about real case studies in real industrial companies. You know, this is what the company was thinking about the product launch before they applied marketing thinking to it. This is what the result of asking those foundational marketing questions was, and this was the outcome for the business after that. And once you connect the role of marketing to real revenue and profit results, that's when people really start to listen and understand why it's important to invest in that activity.
Yeah, MJ makes a really good point on that. A lot of the things you're doing on that initial buy-in is you're breaking the old mold of thinking about marketing. A lot of these people have not been exposed to more modern techniques. And I think one of the things about marketing that's a very true and I think still sometimes underestimated part of it is it's probably one of the most rapidly evolving and moving fields, professional fields out there. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in, it still applies. So a lot of people who see marketing techniques and techniques applied in their business and industrial space have been doing the same thing for 20, 30 years with really very little evolution of techniques and new ways of doing things. And so, like MJ said, taking that time to really educate people on that, the business output, the business result it can provide, and how it connects dots across all the different departments is, like MJ said, it's such a critical part of getting that initial buy-in.
Yeah, I understand. So it's not only a marketing culture problem. Sometimes they even don't have digital culture. They don't have a CRM. They don't have tools. They are not digital at all. Most of the time, companies I'm talking with, small and medium business typically, they don't have this digital culture. So you need to educate about marketing. And you need to educate about digital. How do you, would you say that if people don't have this culture, because this is something I heard, they say sometimes I want to sell my services to a marketer in manufacturing. They told me, my company don't have this culture. It would be too difficult. We are not ready to do it. How do you create this digital culture? How do you... engage sales people, the other teams in the company to follow you?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I think the fact that you're rooting the question in culture is key, because it's absolutely a culture change that needs to happen before you can start changing the activities that you do and therefore the results that you drive. I think a lot of what needs to happen in terms of starting to change the culture is the company just needs to commit to hiring a true marketing leader, right? Like, this is somebody who's going to sit in the boardroom with the leader of finance, the leader of manufacturing, the leader of engineering, and they're going to be treated as a peer, because you need a leader to drive a culture change. So if you think that you're going to be able to hire a mid-level or a junior-level marketing employee and they're going to change your culture, you're wrong. So the first thing you need to do is bring in that leader.
What does it look? Sorry, I interrupt.
But yeah, go ahead.
What does a marketing leader look like?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think the fundamental quality of a marketing leader that's going to drive a culture change is somebody who is going to be really deliberate about it, but also somebody who can bring people along on the journey, right? So you have to be committed to taking the first couple of steps towards driving that culture change, which might be having that training. It might be building a CRM, right? I think a lot of effective marketing leaders that drive culture change, they're builders, right? They're not somebody who's coming in to improve the marketing process in a company. They're someone who kind of wants to build a new marketing foundation from the ground up, and they're comfortable with that ambiguity.
Great. Yeah, great. To piggyback on MJ, I think an effective marketing leader in an industrial company has to have not just the vision of what it looks like and how it interconnects all the dots between different departments, but also, you know, the know-how and the skill set to be able to do it themselves in some ways, because you're not going to usually get the kind of budget or manpower commitment that other departments will get to start off. And then the ability to hire either outside with consultants or in-house more people to round out the rest of your department. And I know we've talked even on our podcast, MJ, about sort of what that ideal structure looks like within a department, but it definitely does take vision and then skill set. You have to be able to get your hands dirty to show results and show that and show you know how to do it, so the leadership can see how that works. I think that's key. In terms of, yeah.
The other thing that that I will say about hiring a marketing leader is fundamentally, you just have to reckon with the fact that a marketing leader, a really good marketing leader, is going to cost you almost as much, if not as much, as a really good engineering leader, as a really good finance leader, as a really good sales leader. And I think a lot of companies haven't been willing to pay for the type of marketing talent that they need on their team to drive real change. Like fundamentally going from sales and product led to marketing led, or, you know, at least where marketing has a big impact on the company, both on the demand gen side and the strategic side, is an investment. And you have to make that investment. You have to commit.
This is very interesting. Very interesting because most of industrial companies start by recruiting, as you said, a junior or an internship to make some SEO or website redesign or this kind of stuff. But they don't have this mindset of going to bring someone who can help them to evolve and to change the mindset. Thank you.
I heard a really compelling quote that I think sums up this situation pretty well, which is, if you think it's expensive to hire an expert, just wait until you hire an amateur.
Great one. I'm going to note this. Matthew, what kind of... when you have your marketing leader in-house and you start to implement a strategy, what are the first steps for you? When you began at Abicor... few years ago, I don't know if they were already doing digital marketing or this kind of inbound marketing. What were your first step to deploy your strategy or to build a strategy?
Yeah, so the first step was auditing. You got to audit what you have in house, both internally with your sales team and your product team, and then externally with your customers. So you have to see, on the internal side, what's the perception of marketing within the company? What do they think marketing does well or not well? What do they wish marketing was doing more of or less of? That doesn't mean you take all that feedback as gospel, because you have to rely on your own knowledge and gut and intuition and vision. But you still have to bring those intakes in, meet them halfway on a couple of those things just to make sure you get those buy-ins. One of the big things about marketing with an industrial company, it's just like being in sales at an industrial company or product at an industrial company. It's going to rely on other departments to make it successful. So if you don't have those other departments bought in and working with you on content creation or on customer feedback or on customer access, so you can go get feedback from customers, you're going to work in a silo and you won't be successful. And then externally, I wanted to make sure I was looking at how our customers perceived us as a brand and as a company, what they thought our core competencies were, where they thought we were weak. If they noticed us on certain places like trade shows or certain trade magazines, I wanted to see if those things even mattered. They turned out to really not. I wanted to see what some of their activities were on social media, like were you active on this channel or this channel, and let them self-report that. That'll give you a nice base of knowledge for where to test your content distribution. And then you take all those intakes back. You make sense of it all. It takes time. And then from there, you kind of develop a direction for yourself. You also, you know, find a champion within your company, someone you're able to, from a subject matter expert perspective, able to convince quickly that this will work really well for our company, at least the content marketing side of it. And then just start with them, like start with one person on making content and make that the best thing you can. And then go start distributing that out, you know, bringing in that inbound methodology and I'm not saying get a quick win, but try to at least show that marketing is bringing in, you know, business opportunities to the company.
So it's about eliminate the silo and bring in the strategy your team, and starting by your champion is a good idea.
Yeah, just like MJ said, I wish I spent even more time doing this when I started Advinsyl, more time educating people on inbound marketing and digital marketing and where, how all those touch points impact your day to day and what your expectations are as in sales or in product, on how to react to people making, you know, quote requests, demo requests, downloading ebooks, attending webinars, like, you know, which of these are important and are not important and are things you should immediately follow up on and maybe wait on a little bit more. When I got started doing this, I mean, I'm sure MJ can attest to, you know, you make mistakes when you're getting started off with it, and you learn and you iterate as you go along. But for anybody getting started who's maybe listening to this podcast, spend a lot of time figuring out and educating your team internally on what the consequences or ramifications of going to a digital marketing inbound strategy are going to be, because it's going to change how they work just as much as how, you know, your department works.
Thank you, Matthew. Another question for you, MJ. Marketing, at the beginning, Mathieu said that this is a job that is evolving a lot. We have seen a lot of evolution these two years ago. we didn't spoke. There's a lot of technology too. How do you stay? How do you keep in touch with all those technologies? How do you choose the right technology? Yeah. How do you educate yourself as a marketer? Because you are working every day with your team, you don't have maybe the time to check new technology. How do you stay update?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think part of it is just it really helps to be someone that enjoys learning. So I definitely don't have enough time in my day to lead my team, get everything I need to do done, work cross-functionally with other departments, and learn. So I usually learn at night. and so I'll browse around on LinkedIn. I'll follow people. So I think if learning gives you energy, you're at a real advantage, right? Because you hang up your, you finish your day as a marketer and you still have energy to go out and invest in learning. So that helps. And then I think just having an open mind, right? Because a lot of the learning that I do as an industrial marketer is just borrowing ideas that are already working in other industries and then applying them in my specific situation. And in a lot of ways, it's great to be in industrial marketing because, frankly, a lot of the times we're not on the forefront of marketing technology and marketing techniques, which is a great advantage, right? Because you can see what worked and what didn't work for the people who are at the forefront and just cherry pick the ideas that are going to work for your business. And it makes the time from experimentation through to success a lot faster than I think it would be in a different kind of company.
So you need to learn and experiment a lot and see what happened. Great. Who do you see the future of industrial marketing? Matthew.
Me. Okay. Yeah, I think the future of industrial marketing is going to be a lot more engagement heavy on the digital side. I'm looking at sort of what manufacturing companies are doing right now. And like MJ said, she's totally right. They're 3, 5, 7 years behind what SaaS companies are doing. So for manufacturing companies, it's going to be making that online experience very natural and very customer friendly, making information very easily accessible. I think a lot of manufacturing companies struggle with that because there's different complexities with manufacturing companies than there are with SaaS. Because when you're a manufacturing company, you have a lot of part numbers, you have a lot of drawings, you have a lot of step files, CADs, CAD files, stuff like that. And the way you get that to customers right now is extremely inefficient. There's a couple of companies that I can name off the top of my head who actually do a really good job of it. But for the most part, that sort of information gap between buyer and company is vast. So the future for me is going to be companies that are more transparent and more accessible for their customers, are less afraid of what their competition is doing and more concerned about what's going to keep their customer more loyal and more of a fan of theirs. So to me, that's really where the future is for manufacturing companies. And the first ones to solve that for their customer are going to be the ones who are going to win the day, in my opinion. In terms of for marketing from a content side, I think a lot of manufacturing companies grossly underestimate the amount of content they need to make and how quickly they need to distribute it. So I think for most manufacturing companies, they need to figure out a way to get a scalable and effective content strategy and also not be so reticent to aggressively distribute it. And that's part of doing all that upfront customer research and understanding what they value from information and then getting it out there. If you're aggressive in that and you know what your customer wants and you're able to make compelling content for them, you're going to be the first person on their mind when they have a need. And I think that's something that marketers at industrial companies should be looking at, trying to figure out a way to do.
So stop looking at your competitors. Stop looking at being the leader in your market, because they all speak about right. that. I want to be the leader in the market.
Yeah, everybody manufacturing, especially on the marketing side, is reactive. And the manufacturing companies that are being more proactive are the ones who are really standing out and winning online.
You agree, MG?
Yeah, the only other angle that I would take on that is I think it's okay to look at what your competitors are doing, right? Because if they're doing something and it's smart and you can break down why they're doing it and it would make sense for you to do it too, then yeah, do it. But don't just do it because they're doing it. But also don't just look at direct competitors, right? Look at other people who are marketing to the same customers as you and look at what they're doing and whether that's effective, because they might be far ahead of anyone in your industry. And just by copying them, you can be far ahead of your direct competitors.
Like a quick win. You don't need to reinvent everything every time. You can just see what the other are doing.
Totally agree. Yeah. I mean, in the welding space, you can go look at people who are doing machining and find some really great best practices and retrofit that to your company. It's a great point.
Thank you. To conclude our chat, I would like you to what is the bigger the one takeaways of a formal conversation that you would like to conclude with, MG?
So, for leadership at companies where marketing is not yet your core competency, I think the biggest point I would make is, if you want marketing to become a core competency that really drives business results for you, it's something you have to invest in. And the first place you should invest is a real marketing leader, because the real marketing leader will be able to drive that culture change and they'll be able to guide you in terms of what every investment after that needs to be in a smart way to get results as quickly as possible.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Totally agree with that on MJ's side. I'll take a more tactical approach than MJ does. And I'll say, if you are currently marketing at an industrial company, go out there, take the existing content you have, start auditing, figuring out what your customers would value. Don't be product centric in your content, and go start testing. Go start doing some paid ad distribution. You'll probably be one of the only people in your space doing it. Take all that feedback you get. You can go advertise for $5 to $10 a day on Facebook and do some really broad targeting to potential people in your market, and you'll get more feedback that you'll be able to make repurposed or more content off of than any of your pet competitors doing right now. And that goes back to making and scaling content. So I would tell anyone currently doing marketing in an industrial company, go out, find some budget, go do some paid ads with your content, and then go start iterating off of that.
Yeah, great idea, great tactic. Thank you, MG. Thank you, Matthew, for that. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much, Kareem. Appreciate it.